It's the incredible shrinking economy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. If it seems like the financial fallout has things going backwards, you're not imagining anything. Word this morning from the government says the overall economy shrank at a pace of 3.8%. That's better than economists had thought. They were tossing around numbers like 5 and 5.5%. But still, it's the worst showing of the nation's gross domestic product, GDP, since 1982. President Barack Obama said the government can no longer, quote, drag its feet to get things moving for American families.
They need action. Now, they need us to pass the American Recovery and Reinvestment Plan, a plan that will save or create more than 3 million jobs over the next few years and make investments that will serve our economy for years to come.
At a reception this morning with labor representatives, the president announced a series of executive orders that he says should level the playing field for unions and struggles they have with management. He also used the occasion to formally announce a new White House task force on the problems of middle-class Americans. Vice President Joe Biden will chair it. As expected, the GDP news has been a drag on Wall Street. Dow is down by more than a percent. Actually, all three markets, Dow, NASDAQ, S&P 500, down about a percent and a third so far this morning. The Dow down about 100 points. European markets closed mostly down, and Japanese shares fell more than 3%. Procter & Gamble says their profits jumped by more than half from the quarter before, but sales dipped slightly. And the CEO of P&G warned that while it has a lot of retail brands, it's not a company that's recession-proof, more like recession-resistant. So does that mean frugal customers could derail its dominance? From North Carolina Public Radio, here's Marketplace's Janet Babin.
It's hard to avoid Procter & Gamble products, even if you try. The company makes everything from Oil of Olay to Tide laundry detergent. It can count 23 brands with revenues over $1 billion. Being diversified and global helps the company weather recessions, but some P&G brands are losing out to cheaper generics. Analyst Lauren DeSanto with Morningstar says P&G's beauty products, like Pantene and Olay, are failing the frugal consumer test.
What constitutes the must-haves? What is discretionary and what is not?
But even if a product passes that test, P&G is being hurt by what people have in their pantry. Broke consumers are shopping their closets first and buying only at the last minute. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
The World Bank today selected 8 developing nations to take part in the first large-scale climate adaptation program. And how it plays out could be pivotal in reaching a new global climate deal. From the Sustainability Desk, here's Marketplace's Sam Eaton.
The concept is simple. Funnel money from the wealthiest greenhouse gas emitters, including the U.S., to the countries that suffer the biggest consequences from their emissions. Nations ranging from Bangladesh to Bolivia will receive $500 million to help them adapt to global warming. The World Bank's Environment Department Director Warren Evans says the goal isn't to fund individual projects, but rather to rethink entire development schemes.
For example, in water resources, are they building the right things? Are these going to be financially and economically and socially viable under future climate scenarios?
Other examples include boosting food security with drought-tolerant crops or restoring mangrove forests to protect coastal communities from storms. Evan says the $500 million is a drop in the bucket compared to what's needed. But if the program is successful, it could serve as a template for the next global climate treaty and potentially generate tens of billions of dollars a year to help poor countries adapt. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves. By Medtronic Foundation, now looking for runners benefiting from medical technology to participate in Medtronic Twin Cities Marathon events. Application at medtronic.com/globalheroes. And by saveandinvest.org, helping military service members and families manage their money with confidence. Online at saveandinvest.org.
Time once again for more stories of people getting to work. It's another installment of...
Let's see how the roads are rolling with Time Saver Traffic.
Go around me!
Would you pull over and let me drive?
my morning commute. Off to Dublin this morning, and the Irish capital's outdoor musicians, or buskers, are a distinctive part of the city. How do they get there each day? Let's listen in.
Hi, I'm Angus McCann, and this is my commute. I live about 11 kilometres from Dublin city centre, and I drive into busk on the streets. I have my amp and my guitar, and my mic stand, my mic, and my dog, Coco.
I have travelled many months.
I usually come in late afternoon. So I park my car and I walk down to the top of Grafton Street. I tie Coco's lead onto my belt, tie my belt up, and then I have my guitar and a bag in one arm, and I have a big bag with my PA and everything else in it on my other side. So I look like a homeless Joe going around with all the bags.
Sorry.
I suppose just getting the spot it can be difficult because it's quite competitive, you know. But we sort of work it out amongst ourselves. If someone's there already, we'll say, right, well, I'll be an hour. Give me 1 hour. The place, it's a crossroads, so you've got people coming from every direction, which is financially it's going to be better, you know.
Come on, Coco.
Coco's a rescue dog. He's a chocolate Labrador. Yeah, he sits in the guitar case, so he curls up in the guitar case and looks nice for people walking by.
That our children might forsake the pride we lost.
And we're at work.
And the fools as they pass by stop to see an old man cry. I can't forget old Dublin through my tears.
Jennifer Collins and Don Duncan produced that piece. Checking Wall Street one more time, the Dow and the S&P 500 and NASDAQ exchanges all down about 1.25%. The latest numbers and, of course, your thoughts at Marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great Friday and a very nice weekend.
American Public Media.